The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Vincent McAvinney is a London-based journalist and he's with me now to talk about the assisted dying bill, which has been backed by MPs in the House of Commons today. Vincent, what more can you tell us?
Well, this afternoon, this vote has taken place after 5 hours of debate. This bill is what's called a private member's bill. So MPs here in the House of Commons have a lottery and around 20 of them are picked out and they can introduce a private member's bill in a session. So a cause or an issue they're particularly passionate about, they can try and make it law. And Kim Ledbetter, the MP, decided to bring this one on assisted dying. It wasn't government policy, but Sir Keir Starmer, the Labour leader, had said in the campaign that he wasn't going to block this kind of bill if it did come forward in one way or another. So what we saw this afternoon was a free vote. There was no whipping by parties, and it really has sort of split parties completely. But it has passed this initial stage by 330 votes to 275 against it, and now begins its parliamentary process where it goes through committees and through the House of Lords as well.
So was this the big hurdle? I mean, is it a fait accompli that it will eventually become law after this point?
This was the biggest hurdle. It's not a fait accompli. There are things that could happen, but you know the Lords could potentially reject it, and then you might have a bit of ping pong and the Parliament Act potentially being used. But it doesn't seem like that. It does seem like there has been a real shift in the British public mood on this. The polling in the 10 years since there was last a vote on this shows broad support for some form of assisted dying. What it is doing is opening up a big question about palliative care. The last time there was a vote on this, many MPs saying that that's what needed to be fixed in this country, and still there are huge problems with that. So this is going to start a process. It'll probably be 2 to 3 years before this ever comes into effect. Looking into the sort of the people that backed it, it was interesting that the Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, actually voted for it. The Health Secretary, Wes Streeting, voted against. The Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, voted for it. The Deputy Prime Minister, Angela Rayner, voted against it. So, you know, there was a majority of Labour MPs who voted for it. It split the Liberal Democrats. It split the Conservatives. Their leader, Kemi Badenoch, voted against it. So it is something that that has started really a national conversation now.
And how prescriptive is the bill in terms of who might be able to access assisted dying services?
Well, Kim Ledbetter and her supporters say it is the strictest bill that will be put through anywhere in the world. There are several countries already where this is legalised. But to give you some of the ideas of the conditions, you must be resident in England and Wales and registered with a GP for at least 12 months. You must have mental capacity to make choices. There must be an expectation that you will die within 6 months from a terminal illness. You must have two separate declarations witnessed and signed about your wish to die, with two independent doctors being satisfied a person is eligible, and there must be 7 days between the two doctors' assessments, and then a High Court judge as well must hear from at least one of those doctors, can ask questions of the dying person or anyone else considered appropriate, and then there'll be a 14 days after the judge has made the ruling until this can be acted on. So it is a pretty multi-step process, but there are some on the other side, particularly the sort of medical boards, the BMA and doctors' associations. Many of them have actually shifted to a neutral position over the course of the debate in recent months, but there are many groups for disabled people who are still very opposed to this. They think it will put undue pressure on people who have disabilities, and potentially people who are worried about being a burden or financial implications towards the end of their life. Might decide to opt this when it's not really what they want. So it is starting now a sort of years-long process through the Commons. This is England and Wales, Scotland looking at a different law, and the Isle of Man and Jersey as well, all sort of down this stage as well of introducing these laws. So it is a big shift right across the United Kingdom and the Crown dependencies.
Vincent, listen, thanks a million as always for the explanation. Vincent McAvinney is a London-based journalist.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.